This program is brought to you by the partners of A Rood Awakening International. Help others find truth. Support A Rood Awakening International today.
We are fearfully and wonderfully made, aren't we? In fact, Yehovah built into each of us the ability to know when something is going wrong in our bodies through our teeth. Each one of your teeth corresponds to a particular part of your body, and that's just the beginning. Biological dentist and Torah fan Dr. Tom Lokensgaard joins us tonight to explain the miracle of your mouth, because it's the end of the sixth day, the sun is set, and this is Shabbat Night Live. Well, Shabbat Shalom, Torah fans. Welcome to Shabbat Night Live with Michael Rood. I'm your host, Scott Laird. Please welcome my co-host, the Chief Operating Officer of A Rood Awakening International, Ted Clayton.
Well, thank you for having me here, Scott, and welcome everybody to Shabbat Night Live.
You know, tonight we are welcoming back Dr. Tom Lokensgaard.
Yes.
And we are going to talk about his specialty. Now, last week we talked about another specialty. I mean, the guy's got many specialties.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
He is. Really.
So last week we talked about voltage and aging and that type of thing. And now we're going to talk about a piece of the body that a lot of people don't know has a lot to do with their health, and that is their teeth.
Well, you know, a lot of people know that your, and as we said last week, your oral health really affects your cardiovascular health. And cardiologists have been saying for years and years, listen, if you have bad teeth, you need to go to your dentist and get your teeth taken care of, because that has a direct correlation to your cardiovascular health. Mm-hmm. But the things that Dr. Lokensgaard was talking about with individual teeth, explain more about that.
Well, first of all, yeah, it all backs up to the Bible, which is really cool. So in Psalm 58, we're told about that the teeth, whenever we're talking about teeth, and you know, David says, I want to take out the teeth of my enemy. That doesn't mean he just wants to punch them in the mouth or anything. That means he wants to take away their power. Teeth represent power in the Bible.
Yes.
And so that makes a lot of sense with, if they have a lot to do with your heart, there's your body's power.
Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense. So this is all biblical. And indeed, teeth are the fuse of the body, as you were alluding to. So what Dr. Tom showed me, is he has this chart of every tooth in your mouth. And just like, you know, when you have reflexology, different areas of your feet correspond to different nerves in your body. And a reflexologist or a massage therapist can massage a part of your body and get it moving again. For example, if one is constipated, sometimes it's just an area of the heel that you can really work in.
Yes.
And all of a sudden that person is relieved. They go home and they feel better. And the same thing is with the teeth. So if there's a problem with the kidney, I talked to a friend of mine the other night, I was telling you before the cameras came on.
Mm-hmm.
That she was mentioning that she had kidney troubles. And digging out, I said, wait a minute, let me dig out Dr. Tom's chart. Let me ask you a question. Have you had any work done to the front teeth? And she says, yes, I've had a root canal that I had here 20 years ago, and it's always bothered me. It's never been right. And so I looked at that tooth on his chart, and sure enough, it correlated directly to the kidneys.
Wow.
And so that can affect you, and it can either cause a problem in that part of your body, or it can be like a canary in the coal mine that tells you there is a problem in that part of the body, and that the tooth hurts just as sort of a signal to say, hey, something's wrong down here. So it can work both ways. It's amazing.
Well, you know, the reason we're doing these health-related programs for Shabbat Night Live this month, and this is our final episode of these health shows, is Michael wanted us to specifically talk with you about your own personal health. You know, Michael has gone through some pretty extensive health issues this year, and he really wanted me to express to you guys how much he wants you to stay in good health and to be in good health. So we've tried our best to bring people on the program that can relate things about health to you, and that hopefully you can take something away from these people and help your own health so that you can be able to take the gospel around the world with Michael.
Indeed, and who better to have on for 2 weeks in a row but a Torah fan himself,
absolutely.
Dr. Tom Wilkins Garrett. He's a staunch supporter of Shabbat Night Live, a
yes.
personal friend of Michael.
Yeah.
And he and Michael get together all the time at his house,
right.
whether it's for an appointment in Nashville or not for his yeah. teeth.
But he is just in Nashville.
He is in Nashville, right. and yeah. they love to hang out. And by the way, he's my dentist too, by the way. And if you live anywhere near like 6 hours of Nashville, I encourage you to look up Dr. Lokensgaard. He's incredible.
Yes, he
and
is.
And just go see him because your life will be changed and you probably don't need all the dental work you think you do. But anyway,
right.
let's take a look and see what you're going to see tonight.
Think of it this way, guys. They're garbage trucks. These sea creatures, these shellfish, these animals, these buzzards, these rodents, that you don't eat that stuff because God put them here to clean up the earth. We're not supposed to be eating this crap.
Exactly. And speaking of the bottom feeders and the garbage trucks of the ocean specifically,
yeah,
this is a theory as to why there's so much mercury in the fish now is because the lobsters and the crabs mm-hmm. and the shrimp, all those creatures that are supposed to be eating those things mm-hmm. and getting rid of it for the rest of the sea
mm-hmm.
life
mm-hmm.
Are no longer there. They're being fished out.
Right.
So now the fish that yeah. we would normally eat that are clean are now ingesting all the mercury.
Exactly.
And it's not that there's mercury because of spills and all this kind of thing. Underground or underwater volcanoes, one of the most major things they spew
yeah.
out every day is
yeah.
mercury.
Yeah.
It's always been there.
Yeah.
The problem
mercury
is
a naturally occurring substance.
Right. The problem is we fished out the garbage trucks.
Right.
And now it's going
exactly.
into the clean stuff.
Exactly.
All right, so there you go, Dr. Tom Lokensgaard, a little taste of what's coming up tonight. And speaking of tonight, we better get on where we are
with
on the
our calendar.
So,
yeah.
where we are tonight on the astronomically and agriculturally corrected biblical Hebrew calendar is the third Shabbat in the 11th month, which we call Shavat. And there you have it right there. You can still get this calendar. And it is still valid all the way through June. That's the way a Hebrew calendar works.
Yes.
And you can still get it at rootawakening.tv/calendar. And speaking of calendars, we also have to pay attention to the Gregorian calendar that
right.
the rest of the world works on, and that is January. So
that's, right.
that's how we offer our love gift. So this love gift is only available for a couple of more days. We are on the last leg of this.
Indeed.
And it is our January love gift with Michael's new teaching, Pick Up Your Mat and Walk. This is a beautiful teaching about the Pool of Bethesda and how Yeshua told the man to rise up and walk and carry his mat, and how the Pharisees got so upset about that. And Michael explains why that is and why Yeshua did that. And this is your gift from Michael. Michael gives these love gift teachings as a special gift for anybody who wants to donate to the ministry.
Yes.
And he says, you know what? I appreciate you. You're probably not expecting anything in return, but I'm gonna give you something. Have this teaching. I'm not putting it anywhere else except in your hands. It's not going to go on YouTube. It's not gonna go on the app. It's not for sale. It is a gift to say thank you for supporting this ministry. And if you wanna give more than that, give $100 or more, he'll say, you know what, I wanna thank you even more. So this month, he's gonna give you the teaching and this double chamber mezuzah. And what this mezuzah is, a mezuzah, first of all, is to put on the door frame of your house to declare that anyone coming in is blessed of Yehovah and you believe in the commandments. And the way you put the commandments in this is literally in the mezuzah right here. And you put a little piece of paper in there, the commandments are already written on it, this comes with it. And there's another chamber here where you can put your family's favorite verse or your favorite
prayer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's a neat thing.
That's right.
And for a gift of $300, Ted, we also have two other gifts. One is a beautiful, I was going to say handheld, but it's more like a pocket size.
Yeah.
Torah scroll. This is all five books of the Bible in
Indeed.
Hebrew on a double stave Torah scroll. And I dare not take it off because I won't get it back on. But there you can see it. It's literally on a parchment-like paper. And there's literally all five books of the Bible in here, of the books of Moses.
That's right.
Right there. And you'll also get this beautiful stained glass.
And that is absolutely beautiful, Scott, that stained glass. But it also has anointing oil inside, one of which being frankincense, myrrh, and rose of Sharon.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, you never know when you're going to need to help anoint someone. And this is absolutely perfect to be able to do. But also, these things are great discussion starters about your faith, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why we do these love gifts, is to make sure that you have all the tools necessary to be able to explain the truth of Messiah to your friends, your neighbors, and family. So take advantage of this and pick up on this. Very little time left because this is the end of the month.
Today's the 29th. We got two more days. On Sunday, as of Sunday midnight, this thing's gone.
Yep.
You will not see it again. And so we just, more than anything, just to give you all this stuff, we want to say thank you. Yeah, especially that's on behalf of Michael, who that's why he does these teachings. And of all this stuff, this is the best part. It really is. I mean, so that's why Michael does these. He really enjoys these two. Oh,
more than you could possibly imagine. He looks so forward to the days that he's doing the Love Gift teachings. It just makes him smile every time he walks in here. It's time to do the Love Gift teachings, guys. Let's go.
Yep, and you'll see at the end of this one especially, he's like, you know what? You go and tell the story. Why do I have to do it all? You go do it. So he's encouraging you on this one to tell all about, to learn the story, to learn about Yeshua, learn about what Yeshua did, why he did it, and spread it around.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Ted. All right, biological dentist and Torah fan, Dr. Tom Lokensgaard joins us tonight to explain the miracle of your mouth. But first, it's the Kiddush with Michael. Stay tuned.
When we are healed of our past and the truth is given to us, we are also given a responsibility to pick up our mat and walk, to rise up and tell everyone what Yeshua has done for us. Using the story of the lame man at the Pool of Bethesda as a shadow picture of our own salvation, Michael Rood motivates us to stand up, follow Yeshua's commandments, and walk away from man-made religious rules.
I know, I'm preaching to the choir, but that's what I'm doing. I love to tell the story. I love to preach to the choir because you are going to sing the song now. I'm going to sing it as long as I can. I'm going to put this out as long as I can, but you take it. And you find somebody to teach it to this week.
Pick up your mat and walk is both a challenging and empowering message to take a step of faith, even if we've been spiritually lame our entire lives. But the only way to watch it is to receive it as our gift. Donate a $50 love gift and we'll send you Pick Up Your Mat and Walk on DVD or Blu-ray. Or for a donation of $100, we'll send you the teaching plus a pewter double chamber mezuzah. Put traditional Torah verses in one side and your family's favorite prayer or verse in the other. Post it on your doorframe as a declaration of your faith. Or as a special offer for a donation of $300, we'll send you Pick Up Your Mat and Walk, the double chamber mezuzah, plus a pocket-sized traditional Torah scroll written in Hebrew, and a decorative stained glass box with three anointing oils, frankincense, myrrh, and rose of Sharon. These gifts are available only in January and supplies are limited. Make your donation today and receive the $50 gift, the $100 gift, or the $300 gift. Remember, this offer ends January 31st and supplies are limited. Call now to receive your gifts, 888-766-3610, or get your gifts online at monthlylovegift.com.
And I needed to get a perspective of where the American Christians were at.
The starting point for me is to focus on the prophecies that everyone agrees are messianic prophecies. And once we do that, I think we can get a better understanding of what it is Jews expect today, what they expected 1,000 years ago, and what even the disciples of Yeshua were expecting according to the New Testament.
If you like what you see on Shabbat Night Live, you'll love the bonus episodes, now available only on the MichaelRood.tv app. These bonus episodes dive deep to give you more serious study, cutting-edge content, and righteous raves you won't find anywhere else. It's Michael Rood Uncut. Sign up now to get the MichaelRood.tv app free for 14 days. It's everything Michael Rood, plus all new bonus episodes you won't find anywhere else. Sign up to watch now at MichaelRood.tv.
Several years ago, I was in the land of Israel and having Sabbath dinner with a group of Messianic Jews. They brought out the negelvesser, the two-handled pot, and they said this prayer in Hebrew, "Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us by your commandments, commanding us concerning the washing of hands." I stopped, I said, this is exactly what Yeshua did not do. He said, this is takanot. This is a commandment that is added by the Pharisees, and Yeshua said, do not follow the takanot and ma'asim of the Pharisees. Don't do what they do, say you're doing it for me. Yeshua said, as often as you do this, this is what you do. You take the bread, and especially on Shabbat, we do this in remembrance of him. Baruch atah Yehovah Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. This is how Yeshua blessed the Most High, with the very blessing that Melchizedek spoke to Abraham. And Abraham saw Yeshua's day and he rejoiced because he recognized the broken body. And Yeshua said, this is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this in remembrance of me. And then Yeshua took the cup. And he said, Baruch atah Yehovah, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. And Yeshua said, this represents the renewed covenant in my blood. As often as you break this bread and you drink this cup and you say this prayer, you recognize that it is all about me. It is all about me, and that you'll be drinking this cup with me in my Father's kingdom. L'chaim. Shabbat shalom.
Do you snore at night? I never thought myself a snorer, but it ended up that my wife woke me up one time and said, you're snoring all the time. We need to do something about that. And I thought, oh, that's nothing. And then it started to worry me a little bit because I started waking up choking and that was not normal. I thought, wow, I need to do something about this. I need to see a doctor. Well, then I went to see our dentist, Dr. Tom Lokensgaard out in Tennessee, and he's with us today. Dr. Tom Lokensgaard, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me back.
Certainly, I remember we were talking about that at your office. We came there completely for something different, just a checkup.
Yeah.
I happened to mention this to you, and you said, oh, that's sleep apnea. That's dangerous. Right, we need to take care of that. And I said, what do you mean we need to take care of it? You can do something about that?
Yeah.
So apparently you can. You created a dental appliance for me, which we'll get into this in just a second here. But this has to do with, again, what we were talking about on the last episode, which was oxygen.
Yep.
Oxygen
yep.
is most important.
Key is to get oxygen to the brain. And what we try to do, we do a lot of this, and we do a lot of functional orthodontics in our practice. And the reason is because we want to open up the airway, we want to open up the pharyngeal airway space, we want to get people nasal breathing, not mouth breathing. And so we have a lot of kids that come in and early on, and they have very constricted, very narrow arch form, like this little model I got here, I'll show you in a bit. So our plan is to, but in order for you to help you, you have to get a sleep apnea, a sleep study done first, and that's that you do with your medical doctor. So we work in conjunction with that. So you go, you get it's called a polysomnogram or polysomnograph, and what they'll do is they'll measure your, they hook you all up to these monitors. Now there's some in-home testing kits too that you can use. And I think one's called the Watch PAT. So we can talk about that in a little bit. But you go and you get a study done. And they determine what was called your hypopnea index. And what that means is how many times your sleep is interrupted. Now, sleep apnea is a very serious thing, and people can die from that. Well, Reggie White.
He did, yeah,
right?
Good friend
Reggie
White.
Yeah,
he died.
Who helped purchase two Torah scrolls in the...
And a lot of our original cameras as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it can be fatal, but when you're doing a hypopnea index, it's measured. It's the number of sleep interruptions you have per hour, and it goes from 0 to 30. So if you're above 30, you're severe. If you're below 30, you're either mild or moderate. And so if you're mild or moderate, we can help you by making one of these, which is a sleep apnea appliance. Now this isn't the true sleep apnea appliance because it has fins on it and whatever else. But what we're trying to do is force your jaw forward so that you open up the pharyngeal airway space to keep your tongue down and keep your palate open. so that you breathe. And then there's a thing now called mouth tape. I don't know if you mentioned it. You want me to tape my mouth? And they're like, well, you know, if you want to retrain yourself to close your mouth at night. So the whole idea is to shift you from becoming a mouth breather into a nasal breather. Mm. Now, let me tell you why. Because in a child, if air is going through, there's nitric oxide, and you gave a beautiful dissertation on nitric oxide in one of your talks.
Oh, I passed
it's called the power of the blood. Mm-hmm. I saw that, I'm so impressed. I called you and said, will you send it to me? And you did, so thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
So it's all about oxygenation and getting oxygen to the brain, and that's mm-hmm. true, but it's also about getting nitric oxide into the arterial system. So because the nitric oxide is what controls the arterial diameter, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, that's right. It's the life jacket of the endothelial cell, and yep. it helps open up the airway, yep. or open up, yep. pardon me, the vessel so that right. the oxygen, which is riding on the hemoglobin, can get through to the cells.
Right. So it's all about oxygenation of the blood. But if you're sleeping and you're snoring and you're a mouth breather and your mouth is hanging, you know, like this, that's not a good sign. Mm. So we work with a lot of people who do snore, and a lot of men do snore. And obesity and overweight is one of the issues, but also stress. Stress is a big issue.
Yeah, so you see, I'm not a big guy. So that right. kind of surprised me that was happening to me. Right. I thought this is just sort of a big guy thing. Yeah. That doesn't
no,
shouldn't
not
happen
necessarily.
To me.
Not necessarily.
No, apparently not.
No, there are other factors. Like I said, stress. You want to shift from a sympathetic mode into a parasympathetic mode so that you're relaxed.
Mm. Now let's explain those two things, by the way, okay. while we're on the topic. So okay. sympathetic versus parasympathetic.
Okay. So for the audience, there's the autonomic nervous system, which controls things that you don't have any control of. You don't go around going, geez, I have to breathe differently. It's time to digest my food. You don't think about that stuff.
It's automatic.
Right. So we call it the autonomic nervous system, and that's divided into two sections. One is the sympathetic nervous system, which is for fight or flight. And this is where people get all, you know, ecstatic and excited about things or get all nervous about things. That's the proverbial tiger at the back. So the parasympathetic nervous system is your sleep, digest, relax, and chill. And so you want to shift into that mode. Now, there's another thing called HRV, okay? And that's called HRV. And it's called your heart rate variability. And heart rate variability is a measure of your autonomic nervous system. And okay. the higher, say if you have like 120, you're in good shape. If you're like 20 or 30, you're in bad shape. Because that corresponds to, if a high number corresponds to a good functioning parasympathetic nervous system. Relax, chill, digest your food, breathe properly and all mm. that. And a lot, okay. and we can talk a lot about breathing too. If you're in the lower echelon of the HRV number, like 20, 30, that means you're stressed out. And when you're stressed mm-hmm. out, nothing goes well. Your hormones get all messed up, your cortisol, and this is the thing about mask wearing too. When you wear a mask, you get stressed out. We had a lady that in our practice just the other day who was wearing a mask watching your child go through a pediatric procedure, and she was getting all tense. She got up to the front, she fainted.
Wow.
And she passed out, and then we revived her, and you know, it was just within moments. And then she got up and she threw up three times. Mm. So, but that's because of stress, because of an increase of cortisol, a lack of oxygen.
Wow.
And so that's why you gotta be careful. And I'm troubled by kids wearing masks at school. You know, I want them to not cover their nose, but that's a whole other ballgame.
Mm.
So anyway, so shifting someone into a parasympathetic mode will change their breathing, and it'll hopefully help them to become a nasal breather and not a mouth breather. Now, when you breathe through your nose, the sinus lining has a lot of, as you well know, has a lot of nitric oxide.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gets the nitric oxide into your lungs. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so mouth. This is what I tell my patients. I'll look at them and I'll say, "Mom, when your child is breathing through his mouth, where's the air go?
In the stomach,
in the gut,
in the gut, yeah.
And when he's nasal breathing, where does the air go? Oh, obviously into the sinuses, and so nitric oxide and nitric oxide also it has an antibacterial effect." So it's good to have you breathing nasally, and then we'll talk about palates. But anyway, to finish the sleep apnea, obstructive sleep apnea topic, what you want to do is depress the tongue, get the jaw forward and get you breathing through your nose so that you're not breathing through your mouth, so you're getting more oxygen into the lungs.
Now, you're very familiar with one of our guests that we've had here a few times, Joel Richardson.
Yeah.
He goes to Saudi Arabia a lot, mm-hmm. and makes friends out, yep. there.
Love his stuff.
Yeah, wonderful. And we went out for lunch after doing a Shabbat Night Live here the next day, and he told me that he is very much into this type of thing. He's discovered this as well. And he actually has the tape you're talking about. And he tapes his mouth closed at night. And he tries to keep his mouth closed even during a run, which most people go, how would you do that during a run? And he says, at first it's difficult, but then it's not. It becomes normal.
Well, let's talk about breathing techniques. Mm. There's Buteyko breathing and there's Wim Hof. Are you familiar with
Wim Hof? Tell me about these.
Wim Hof is a guy who's developed. Now, nasal breathing will shift you from sympathetic into parasympathetic. So I don't know how he does this, but he's on YouTube. This guy's name is Wim Hof, WIM-HOF. And he has developed this breathing technique where he has actually climbed Mount Everest barefoot.
Wow.
Into the death zone. Because he's deep breathing through the nose, and that changes that shifts your pH. It shifts everything. It's shifting your autonomic nervous system into the parasympathetic mode, so everything functions well. And again, that's one of the things about biological terrain, which you talked about last week, is that your biological terrain breathing is one of the very important things that will increase voltage, et cetera.
That's fascinating stuff.
But a lot of people need, and now I got to mention CPAP, because CPAP is what the medical profession would want you if your hypopnea index is above 30, because that means you have 30 interruptions in an hour, which any of them could be deadly, and that's not good. So, but you can run, if you have a CPAP, first you got to be able to clean it, and we should talk about HOCL to clean it.
Ah, yes.
Okay, because we have a spray that you can clean your mouthpieces with. But if you're using the CPAP, you can also use a dental appliance with the CPAP. So it'll just keep you, not if your mouth is taped, obviously. And by the way, speaking about mouth taping, don't do it if you're congested, if you have sinus issues, you have to kind of use your head about that.
And what kind of tape? I'm curious.
It's
about
made
this.
By 3M.
Called mouth tape.
It's literally called mouth tape. I've never used it because I'm a nasal breather, and whenever I wake up, I'm breathing through my mouth. Hmm. Or I'm sorry, I'm breathing through my nose. Now, my wife will tell me that I'll snore sometimes just moderately, but it's usually short-lived, or she gives me an elbow and takes care of it. So, but I've never been a big snoring fan, at least.
So let's talk about that. A friend of mine has a CPAP machine, and he always talks about you got to be very careful about cleaning it so you don't get bacteria in there and such. So how does what is HOCL? I know what it is, but let's
HOCL is called hypochlorous acid. It is, it's been around, you talk about a God-given thing. It's been around forever because your immune system makes HOCL. It's antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antispirochete, just anything that's bad organism wise, and it'll help clean. We use it for face masks. We use it in our office to mist our the inside of our mask, so we're not rebreathing the same crud all day long. But it's made by your neutrophils. So when your neutrophils are called into action, when your immune system becomes activated, and the neutrophils sense inflammation, they kick out HOCL, hypochlorous acid. So you can spray, and we use it in our office to clean our chairs, our light posts, our countertops, mm-hmm. and everything. And you can aerosolize it, and it's completely natural.
My wife works at a gymnastics gym, and because someone recently had COVID in there, they decided to up the ante for their mm-hmm. cleaning procedures, and they bought a fogger. That uses HOCL.
Okay.
And they fog all the equipment. And the great thing about the fog is that you can put it on a vertical window if you want to. It just sticks to it, and then it just evaporates and it's gone. And there's no residual, there's no chemicals. Yeah,
it's like a 10-second kill.
Yeah.
But the thing about HOCL is it's not long lasting. And the stuff we use is developed by one of my patients, great guy named Cap. And he, He's developed a system, and nobody knows how he's done this because he's a brilliant guy.
I don't dare ask him. I've talked to him a couple of times.
I know, he won't tell you.
That's why I don't dare ask.
But it stabilized for like 2 years.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And it's a concentration, 10 to 1 concentration. But and I can't say on the show because I can get in trouble, but, you know. But it'll kill just about everything.
Yeah. Now for OxyMist, for what it's called.
It's called OxyMist.
And it is licensed to be a cosmetic
thing. Yeah, we've licensed it as a cosmetic facial spray.
So, yeah, and it's great. My wife uses it. I know that the director of the show right now, she uses it.
Yep.
You can get it at your website, which is Dr.
Lokensgaard. DrLokensgaard.com.
Or Pearl Oral Health.
Pearl Oral Health.
Okay.
Yep.
And you actually get it on my website too at LairdWellness.com. Yeah. We sell it because
there you go.
And you turned us on to Psilocin too, which we talked about in the last episode about.
Psilocin is a specialized mineral compound that helps with remineralization and demineralization. Well, it'll turn you from demineralization into remineralization.
Wow. Now we've talked about oxygen, so we want to go from the air into our mouth, into our gut, and talk about that whole system. So the next part is that we want to talk about is oral probiotics. There are two oral probiotics that we need to be aware of.
Well, everybody's familiar with, and you've commonly heard that disease starts in the gut. Mm-hmm. And everybody believes that, and it's true. But disease really starts in the mouth, because your mouth is the first part of your gut, right?
I've told people that as well. The immune system starts in the mouth because you told me about this compound called LL37 in our saliva.
It's a naturally occurring enzyme, and so if you chew... We recommend that you chew xylitol gum to release the LL37, so because that kills viruses, fungus, kills all kinds of microbes.
Yeah. So when I go
naturally,
when I go into a store, and I may be pigeonholing myself saying this, but that requires a mask, I will not wear a mask, but I will chew Spry brand gum. It's a xylitol gum.
Yep.
And people ask me, why are you doing that? Is it because it kills all the viruses? Right. And they're like, really?
Yeah.
Yes,
And then add to that the probiotics. Now everybody knows that we've mapped the gut function and the gut microbiome. We've also now mapped the oral microbiome. Mm. And there's probably 700 different microbes that live in the mouth, 1 to 20, which are pretty key essential microbes. But there's two that we're coming out with an oral probiotic. There's two microbes that are very essential, and they're called, stay with me here, Streptococcus salivarius K12 and Streptococcus salivarius M18, which sounds a little like a Honduran hit gang to me, but anyway, it's made by a company called Bliss. So we're going to combine these two in a probiotic formula. Now, Streptococcus salivarius K12 will help with the throat, and will help with lung function and anything from about here on above it'll kill microbes.
So is it like a sublingual tablet kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a tablet.
Okay,
you chew it once you dissolve the tablet, it's gone because it doesn't work in the gut. It just works in the upper respiratory system in the mouth. Salivarius M18 kills strep mutans. Strep mutans causes dental decay. So it'll reverse dental decay. So if you widen the airway, put them in orthodontic, treatment so that they'll become nasal breathers, you can cure a whole lot of ills.
Wow, amazing. Now we have a couple of other models here that we haven't talked about yet. Is there anything that you want to show here?
Well, I wanted to show that a lot of, and do we do this camera here?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, so we have a lot of people, and maybe you can zero in on this. Kenneth, we have a lot of patients that come in with a bite that looks kind of like this. And you see how it's a deep bite. First of all, it's very deep. It's a forward position bite.
Oh yeah.
So that the mandible is posteriorly positioned. This is the mandible down here. And in this case right here, in this little kid, whom we made him an appliance, he's got a very constricted bite. So what we're really concerned with is arch constriction and deep bites. So what we do is we expand, we call it arch expansion, we call it expansion orthodontics or functional orthodontic expansion, meaning that there's a window of opportunity for a 5 to a 12-year-old because they're still growing. By the time they hit 13, 14, they're about 95% developed in their face. And now those bony plates are starting to come together. And by the time they're 21, they're done growing. Now that doesn't mean you can't reopen up the joints. the plates, what I call tectonic plates. They're like subduction plates in the earth.
Okay, yeah.
But it's where the growth occurs. So what we do is some people get excited and say, well, do you do rapid palate expansion? Because that doesn't work very well, and I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. That messes with the cranial sacral system. But we use slow palatal expansion. So we're over a period of time, say 7 to 9 months, we say, we're gonna expand that arch form out. And all we're doing is we're using simple orthopedic procedures. You're pushing on bone. And as you can see, it has a little key here. It has a little key that is turned. 1/4 turn is 1/4 millimeter. So during a month, it's a millimeter a month. And by the time, and we start a lot of kids out in these expansion functional orthodontic appliances, and we find that after they hit 10, 12, 13, by the time we're ready to put braces on, they really don't even need anything else.
Wow.
Because we've intervened,
It's just the shape of the mouth that was a problem.
It's the shape of the mouth. Huh. And so what that causes, the tongue will sit up into the palate and it'll expand out the upper arch.
Interesting. All right, well,
so anyway,
we have a lot more to talk about, and that's why we're gonna come back and do another half here. So stay with us,
cool.
And thank you for staying with us thus far with Dr. Tom Lokensgaard. And if you are enjoying this show, thank you very much. We have you to thank for it. You are our only sponsor, and that comes through via your donations. We're gonna give you a couple of minutes to do just that. We'll be right back. And thank you for your support of Shabbat Night Live. Before the break, we were talking with our guest, Dr. Tom Lokensgaard, about all things in the mouth that lead to the gut, and that our immune system is not just in the gut, it's in the mouth as well.
Right.
And we want to get into the gut issues in just a second here, but I wanted to talk to you about one of your patients. You mentioned Jack.
Yeah.
And the cancer connection. And
right.
Bladder and prostate cancer. What is this all about? Well, what do you want to tell us about this?
Okay, so Jack is a great case to explain the meridian system. He was referred to me by Ty Bollinger, who's the head of the Truth About Cancer. And by the way, if you haven't checked out Truth About Cancer, you need to.
Yes, okay, I would second that.
It's a phenomenal organization. So anyway, so Ty calls me and says, "Hey, I want you to take a look at this guy. He's got prostate cancer, and he's in bad shape." And he's a sweet guy, he's a wonderful guy, and good Christian guy. And so he came to our practice, we did a screen, we did a panoramic screen, and he had infections all in his anterior teeth, lower teeth, and upper teeth.
Okay.
But mainly in his upper teeth. Now, he had prostate cancer. So the meridians of all the incisor teeth are prostate, bladder, genital urinary tract, and so we said, okay, so I sent him to our oral surgeon who does our extractions for us with cavitations, then there's a PRP procedure and whatever else, cleans it out, then we ozonate it to raise that oxygen level. And like I said, Jack was not doing well. I've talked to him just maybe a month ago, but we've been keeping track of him. But he's doing a little better, and had we not done this procedure, he probably would be with the Lord right now. Mm-hmm. So hats off to you, Jack, if you're still out
and
there.
And I'm looking at, I'm looking down here while you're talking about this. I'm seeing that you have a map, which we'll put on the screen here. This is all the teeth and what they line up with. And you'll see that in the very front that you were talking about, kidney and bladder are right in the front you were talking about. And maybe you can point out to me on this piece of paper here where when we can circle on the screen that you were saying that the bladder and the prostate are involved as well.
Yeah, they're in incisors. The bladder, the genital urinary tract is teeth numbers 7 through 10.
Okay.
And teeth numbers 26 through 23.
23.
So basically your front incisors.
So the top and bottom, the front four teeth.
Right. Let me tell you another study that was done by a very famous guy in Switzerland named Thomas Rau, who's a surgeon. And he noticed that his patients, he surmised that a lot of his patients that had breast cancer, he did. Now, this is a small population study, but it was very effective. And he was noticing that a lot of his patients that had breast cancer, a lot of the women patients that had breast cancer, because he's an oncologist, had failed root canals on the ipsilateral side, meaning same side. So, upper, and this is, these are upper molar and upper bicuspid teeth. So ipsilateral side, breast cancer here, ipsilateral in root canal, failed root canal, 97% connection. I was a, like, wow. I said, it was a small study. It was only like 450 patients, but 97% of those correlated with breast cancer, and the upper first molar and first bicuspid land on the breast meridian.
Yes, that makes sense, because it's like the lung, large intestine, right. Stomach, pancreas.
So, that's all, yeah. So one of the first questions I'll ask somebody, you know, our female patients is, do you have breast cancer in your family? Do you have any root canals? Do you have any root canals in the upper first molar position or in the second bicuspid position on the lower? So this is one thing I haven't, because there's so much information on this chart, and I'm sure it's up on your screen now. Mm-hmm. Just take a look at it, because it transpires, and it was the traditional Chinese medical people that figured this out. But you can measure these little meridians, you know, electrolytically.
Yeah, and it is pretty much like a top to bottom thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost
it
like
is.
If you took,
right.
You know, like you got a globe.
Right.
If you were to put your body on the globe and you follow the mm-hmm. lines of longitude, it's mm-hmm. almost like the very same thing.
Yeah.
It just kind of goes from top to bottom all the way
it's
down.
It's like a circuit breaker switch.
Yeah.
And the teeth are the circuit breakers. So you have an infected tooth, it shuts down the whole meridian.
Jeez.
And that's where, and what happens, like we talked about last week, you shut down the meridian, you shut down the voltage, you shut down the oxygenation, the bugs move in, cancer comes in. I mean,
it just makes sense.
It makes sense.
Wow, that's just so logical.
So ozone, they've been using ozone in Europe since the mid-1950s to cure cancer. And I did say cure. Hmm. And some of my friends even still don't believe it. They go, oh, that's how I'm in. Because Big Pharma has not endorsed it.
Right.
Well, they're not going to.
it's not one of the protocols that can make a lot of money off of it.
That's right.
Wow.
Anyway.
That is amazing. I love that chart. And I actually want to keep this chart.
Yeah.
If you let me take this home, I'm going to put it on my fridge.
Okay.
So we can
okay.
keep track of what's going
you
on.
You frame here. It and have your kids memorize all that stuff on her.
Yeah, indeed. Right. So now what about, okay, here's another question. Then. So I have two questions about this. So number one, if someone has... like I have a few mercury fillings, I still have a few in my mouth. We mentioned before the show, I still have to come see you and get these out. Mm-hmm. So if they are in, for example, the very last tooth here, which is the heart, small intestine.
Yeah.
So is that something to be concerned about? Even just a filling.
It's very concerned about, but you're not gonna have fillings in your third molars mostly. Because we've looked at over the years as third molars as vestigial organs and so they've been removed. But the bigger thing, the bigger issue, I mean, amalgam and silver and mercury is a huge issue. That's a whole other topic. Mm. But with respect to the third molar meridians, that's the cardiovascular meridian. And what's likely if you've had your teeth removed, your wisdom teeth removed, which many people have, and you've had what we call a dry socket, which is mm-hmm. actually just a localized osteitis, which means like a little infection in the bone, and it hasn't healed well, there could be a residual osteocavitation, which means there's smoldering, you know, bone infection. And sometimes they don't show up on films, and sometimes they don't, they're asymptomatic. Hmm. And Dr. Thomas Levy will tell you that it's the asymptomatic teeth that cause a lot of the cardiovascular issues.
Gotcha.
So there's a huge connection between cardiovascular disease, stroke, fatigue, and a few other things, along with the meridian in the third molar position.
So the third molar position, the last one I'm pointing to here, that is what commonly called a wisdom tooth?
Yep, okay. Yep, commonly called a wisdom tooth.
Wow.
So we've taken a much more cautious approach, let me say it that way, a cautious approach on removing wisdom teeth willy-nilly, just because there's not room for them. So if they're upright and they're in the arch, and they're not causing any pain, and there's no periodontal issues, and that's a whole other thing we haven't even talked about is periodontal issues, you know, because that's another infection. Then we are looking at just leaving your third molars in there, especially if we can get in and expand the arch early. Then many times there's room for the third molars for the wisdom teeth.
Let's talk about periodontal issues then. Let's talk about that and how that affects health.
Well, periodontal issues are, periodontal disease is pocketing. It started with gingivitis, which is inflammation of the gums. In gingivitis, there's a bacterium called Porphyromonas gingivalis, or Gingivalis porphyromonas, and that has been shown to be it's an elevated bacterium that's in gingivitis condition. And they've done studies on Alzheimer's, and they found that there's almost a 2-to-1 ratio that there's this Porphyromonas gingivalis bacterium in the brains of people that have had periodontal disease and have Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
So there's a direct connection there. And there's a direct connection to periodontitis. The Harvard Medical School back in 2000 made a direct connection between periodontal disease, which is bone loss, and infected pockets in the teeth, around the teeth. And so our hygienists, we have highly trained staff and great hygienists, and they're all, they'll tell you, they'll do a probing depth, and they'll tell you. So if you have pus coming out of your teeth, that's a serious condition. And you need to get that checked and looked at. You could have an infected tooth, or it might just be a periodontal pocket. And I don't mean just be a periodontal pocket. It could be a periodontal pocket that contributes to cardiovascular disease, stroke, and heart attacks.
Wow.
There's a direct connection.
So now that we know that, let's get back into what we eat and how that affects the gut, because right. We were heading down toward right. The gut. And so the dietary laws. So you get into
huge believer.
Yeah, exactly. So this all changed obviously 3 years for you.
Yep. Right,
3 years ago for you, when you're like, okay, shrimp and lobster and off the menu.
Two things. Michael's, teachings on seafood and dietary laws, and then Jordan Rubin, who's a friend of mine and a patient of mine, and he sent me this thing saying that, Tom, here's why you don't want to eat pork. He said, here's a number, and I looked at that and I listened to Michael. I go, well, duh, what have I been, no bacon, no pork. And it makes sense to me. And one of the things that Michael said, and I'm so appreciative of him saying this, he goes, think of it this way, guys. They're garbage trucks. These sea creatures, these shellfish, these animals, these buzzards, these rodents, that you don't eat that stuff because God put them here to clean up the earth. We're not supposed to be eating this crap.
Exactly. And speaking of the bottom feeders and the garbage trucks of the ocean specifically,
yeah,
this is a theory as to why there's so much mercury in the fish now, is because the lobsters and the crabs mm-hmm. and the shrimp, all those creatures that are supposed to be eating those things mm-hmm. and getting rid of it for the rest of the sea
mm-hmm.
life
mm-hmm.
Are no longer there. They're being fished out.
Right.
So now the fish that we would normally eat that are clean are now ingesting all the mercury.
Exactly.
And it's not that there's mercury because of spills and all this kind of thing. Underground or underwater volcanoes, one of the most major things they spew out every day is mercury.
Yeah.
It's always been there.
Yeah.
The problem
mercury
is
a naturally occurring substance.
Right. The problem is we fished out the garbage trucks.
Right.
And now it's going into the clean stuff.
Exactly. So what I would say to the audience is stop eating, follow the dietary laws. They're put there for a reason. I think that most Christians go, that's old school. That's Old Testament. That doesn't apply to us. We're not under the law. Not true. It's put there for our health.
Right, right.
And I says we need to follow it.
Indeed. Now, there's some other things you've mentioned here on your, you have a piece of paper there in front of you regarding gut function. There's some specific things you want to bring out that are very important.
Yeah, a lot of people will say, because when we do our protocols and we do our intake forms, we have a lot of, questions. And the one thing that I notice a lot of is I'm fatigued and I have gut dysfunction. And so we get into these discussions about gut function, and there's a thing about hydrochloric acid in the stomach. As we age, there's a condition, and this as being a naturopath. As we age, there's a condition called hyperchlorhydria and hypochlorhydria, mm-hmm. meaning hydrochloric acid, is there too much or too little? And this is where I think mainstream medicine gets this wrong every time, is that as we age, we have less and less and less hydrochloric acid in our stomach. And we need maintained hydrochloride to digest the protein content, mostly. So, and that's called hypochlorhydria. So what we recommend for our patients is iodine, vitamin B12, vitamin B1, zinc, betaine hydrochloride, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and another yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii, which is an essential yeast. And back from last week, we now know that essential means your body doesn't make it, but
right.
you need it there. It's a beneficial yeast. So getting back to but most people can't digest their food and have gut dysfunction because they have too little hydrochloric acid. So what is mainstream medicine's answer to gut dysfunction?
Giving them antacid.
Giving them Nexium,
yeah.
an antacid.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing could be further from the truth. So you're making a bad situation worse. So anyway, and we haven't even touched on iodine, but iodine is one of those essential, well, items that we need. And talk about iodine and breast cancer. I mean, the Japanese, because of their diet, they get about 13 milligrams of iodine a day. Mm. And in America, we get about 100 micrograms a day, which is crazy. But that's another topic. Maybe we do a podcast on
that. Well, yeah, we'll figure that out some other time. Now, before we go, we got about 5 minutes left, but we wanted to cover off a couple of things. We're going to end off with a couple of things that you are now developing. But first of all, you wanted to bring out this 10-step plan to cleaning up your mouth. And we're going to put this up on the screen for folks to see. So what is this 10-step plan you have?
So this 10-step plan is a 10-step plan to clean up your mouth. And it involves, number one is remove all metal fillings properly. And I can't stress that enough. You got to go to a biological dentist. Don't just let them willy-nilly drill out mercury, because the vapor is what ends up in your brain and in your gut. And then evaluate all dental crowns and bridges for residual metals, because there are a lot of your crowns in your mouth that have metal substructure called porcelain-fused metal crowns, or they have mercury amalgam underneath them. Hmm. And you can't always tell on a radiograph. So, and then number three is to check all root canals and extraction sites for infections and jawbone cavitations. And we kind of touched on the cavitations just briefly, but a good biological dentist will be able to tell you whether you have an issue there or not. Be evaluated for gingivitis, periodontitis, and gum recession. Gum recession is highly linked to hormone displacement and hormone dysfunction. So make sure you get your hormones checked and your neurotransmitters checked. Number five, when removing infected teeth, make sure to remove all of the infection, then use a PRF called protein-rich fibrin after ozonating the sockets. That's hugely important. Maybe we can do a thing on that sometime. Number six, have orthodontics for you or your kids done orthopedically. Expand out the arches if you can. And this works in adult too, because as long as you're alive, you can do orthopedics.
You and I have talked about that, doing that for me.
Yes, we have. That'll make you even better looking than you are, Scott. I didn't think it could get any better
again?
For you. Yeah, we can do that too. We can do that with PRF.
Oh, okay. Well, PRF. Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Have your TMJ areas checked, including cranial sacral issues. Number eight, avoid fluoride and all toxic dental products like the plague. Never put mercury in your mouth. And then number nine, test for heavy metals, serum compatibility testing, and gene snips. We talked about that a little bit. And then number 10, detoxification and remineralization protocols after steps 1 through 9.
Okay. So before we get into your other testing and stuff, we want to mention where can people go to you? Well, first of all, do you have folks coming in? I come in from Charlotte to come see you.
We have people flying in from all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it makes it fun. We see a lot of superstars, and we see a lot of people who are just good, solid people, but everybody seems to be gravitating toward the fact that they want their mouth cleaned up.
Right.
So this is becoming more and more of an issue for people. They're getting it because like I said before, your mouth is the beginning of your digestive tract, and everybody knows your digestive tract is where disease begins.
Indeed.
So it really begins in the mouth.
And now biological dentists, not all biological dentists will know the breadth of what you know, obviously, because you've made the effort to know a few more things than they do, but they'll be getting most of this idea if they go to biological dentist.
For sure. Okay. So three main organizations, HDA, the Holistic Dental Association, IABDM, which I'm a member and boarded with, and then IAOMT. And if you go, and those are on our website too. So if you're wondering, if your audience is looking for, well, I live in California, who's the closest guy? Or Canada, for example. Mm-hmm. and so you go to our website and just put in your address and put in your zip code and some names should pop up. Okay. Call their office and ask them, hey, how do you handle this procedure? And if you like their answers, then go see them.
Okay, yeah, maybe take a screen grab of what we showed you on the screen there of these 10 steps and ask them about them. What would
exactly.
they do about them?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Now your website again is
drlokensgaard.com.
Okay.
We have a lot of articles and published pieces up there. And then holisticdentistryusa.com, mm-hmm. and then our our other site for ordering products is www.pearloralhealth.com.
Yes, of which I have some as well. Very big fan of your OxyMist and Silidin.
Yeah.
Now, a couple things, we only have a minute left, so we're just gonna tease these up. These are some new things you're working on. The Biological Dentistry Program, this is a video and information course someone can take and they can get that from you, is that right?
Right, right. These are my notes, my lecture notes, my my textbooks, my seminars, and all my training wrapped into one. And there's two programs. There's the Age Rejuvenation Program, which is a naturopathic program where you can take it. You can be kind of, I don't want to say become your own doctor, but you can work with your doctor and your nurse practitioner. We always recommend that you work with somebody who's an expert in the field, because and there are many of them out there. And then we have a biological dental program that we're developing right now as we speak for dentists who want to get into the biological dental aspect of this.
Okay. And then you've got another program here. Is this the one you were talking about?
That's the age rejuvenation. There's age rejuvenation and oral rejuvenation.
Okay.
Oral rejuvenation, age rejuvenation is for naturopathy.
And as we've learned today and last week, it's all connected.
It's all connected.
Dr. Tom Wilkins, it's all connected to him. Thank you for coming here.
Bless you,
we really appreciate it. I've really learned a lot of stuff this last couple of weeks, and I think our audience has too.
Well, we keep learning.
Yeah.
And we're never going to know it all. And my thing is, if you think you know it all right now, get over yourself, because within 3 years, you're not going to know anything.
All right.
So keep learning.
All
right. Keep moving, keep learning.
Keep moving, keep learning. There you go. Straight from the mouth of Dr. Tom Wilkinsgaard. Right.
Thank you.
I encourage you to look him up, look up the websites he's talked about. If you have a regular dentist, love him, but consider a biological dentist. That's what I've done, and we have really...
We're never going to go back.
Or get him to move into the realm, he or she to move into the realm of biological dentistry.
Yeah, get him to talk to Dr. Wilkinsgaard and see what they can do about that.
Have him call me.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for watching, and Shabbat Shalom, Shavua Tov. We'll see you next time on Shabbat Night Live. Thanks for watching.